www.thebeatmaster.com.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription. For a new you, America, the U.S. government recovers $2.5 billion in health fraud cases. The USA Today talked about, thanks to the whistleblowers and a renewed U.S. government effort, a record-breaking $2.5 billion from health care fraud cases were recovered at the budget last year that ended up this past September. The amount of money won in cases under the False Claims Act was announced Monday by Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. It's expected that the increased efforts will save an additional $4.9 billion in fraud and abuse over the next 10 years. The money we put back into Medicare, USA Today reported, more than half the money recovered last year came from drug companies, including settlements for illegal marketing of drugs. The government also said that whistleblowers received about $300 million in 2010 for alerting officials about fraud they witnessed in the workplace. Our aggressive pursuit of health care fraud has resulted in the largest recovery of taxpayer dollars in the history of the Justice Department, Associate Attorney General said in a statement to the USA Today. Great information and more money back to take care of the health of our American public. Good stuff. 888-283-7272. Call now with questions about your health, or you can visit us online, asaandrew.com. You can shoot me an email there. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Or if you want us to answer it in private, we have a team that will be glad to do that for you as well. Let's go now to William. Hi, William. Welcome to the show.
Yes, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, man. What's up?
I've been dealing with leg cramps and kind of been dealing with it for, I'd say, at least a year, maybe a little bit longer. And last year, I started listening to your show. I guess it's been about 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. And I started doing the anti-inflammatory diet. And I noticed a change. I'm a salesman. I'm on the road. I'm in my car probably 10 hours a day plus, 5 days a week.
Sure.
And I know that doesn't probably help the situation, but
no, it doesn't.
It doesn't help at all, I'm sure. But just to try to give you a quick rundown, and I just wanted to get your advice on what I should do. It's been getting a lot better and hasn't bothered me near as much as I started doing the anti-inflammatory diet, and I've lost quite a bit of weight. Back in 2007, I weighed 214 pounds, and now I'm down to about 170.
That's great, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks. I mean, I feel a lot better. I every now and then, you know, I'm having episodes maybe once or twice a month with the legs. Not as bad as it was, but about a month ago, it happened again. And so I went to the doctor, and sometimes when it happens, my chest gets a little sore. It's almost like, I don't know, like a catch in there or something. And when I take a shower, it hurts when the water hits. It's just real sore to the touch. And so when I went to the doctor, I saw the nurse because the doctor was jam-packed that day. And she said it was some kind of an inflammatory thing, like within the chest. And she gave me these pills. Now, that seemed to help the soreness in the chest. But I still had the thing with the legs. And so they did blood work that day. And then they called me a couple of days later, and they've sent me up to see a rheumatoid arthritis specialist tomorrow. And I guess the main reason why I'm calling is to find out, I guess, what I need to ask about, and because I asked her, I said, what determines, you know, that I need to go see the rheumatoid specialist? And she said, well, you had indicators in your blood work, but they wouldn't tell me what that was. So I guess that's the reason why I'm calling, trying to find out what I need to do.
There's a couple of things that could have shown that. The rheumatoid factor is a blood test that sometimes if they were leaning towards something, they may have thought that that, I mean, a lot of times if that is elevated or positive, then sometimes they would send you over there. ANA is another test they could have run that would have been positive, and they could have sent you over. Uric acid is another one. So there's several blood tests that could have just been little indicators. And a good family doctor or internal medicine doc, you know, it's always good to have a team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where they're kind of the front lines, and everybody has their specialty, and there's a reason for that. Even though they probably could have gone ahead and taken care of you on the spot, it's kind of the merry-go-rounds that's set up in the system. And it's not bad. It's not a bad deal. But it's good to go over there and have them take a look at you.
They did some tests earlier, like
I was on a
CPAP machine for about a year, and after I lost the weight, they took me off that and said I didn't have sleep apnea anymore. But yeah, they also had checked me for restless leg syndrome.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Yeah, and give me, you know, some medicine to try for that. But it didn't do any good. That's what they first thought it was maybe that. But now my primary doctor, you know, of course, he looked at my legs, and he said he didn't think it was any, you know, vascular thing. But now I'm cold-natured, always have been, and a lot of times when my legs will hurt, they'll itch, like they just itch like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they're real cold. So, but I've had stress tests done before, and I haven't seen anything there. But that does run my mom's side of the family, heart stuff. So,
well, I would do this. If you're going to go to the rheumatologist, which I think is a smart thing to do, then a couple of things. Now, I know you're following the anti-inflammatory diet. Are you taking any supplements at all, the Foundational Four, by chance?
No, I'm just doing the
diet. Consider the Foundational Four just because the cod liver oil has, and don't do the gel caps, the cod liver oil has the vitamin A, vitamin D, and the omega-3 fats, and that lowers inflammation even more. It's kind of like a turbocharged next step of lowering inflammation in the body. Plus, our bodies are so depleted in the omega-3 fats, too, that might be something to consider. So that's a whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, and probiotics. And those are just,
okay.
I mean, really, those are four things that even though if you're eating well and you're following things to a T almost, we still don't get everything we need in our diet. And that's why the Foundational Four are so important. Those are the four things we just don't get. One thing I would ask your physician is say, hey, would you mind checking my vitamin D? And here's why. When vitamin D gets low, and most people, most Americans, guys especially, have really low vitamin D levels. I mean, granted, it's in the wintertime now, so we don't get as much sunlight. But even throughout the year, if you're driving in your car 10 hours a day, that lets me know that unless you got the windows down and the sun's coming down through your windows because it refracts off of the glass, even though we might get hot and feel the sun, you're not getting any benefits from it, then your vitamin D levels are going to be extremely low. Vitamin D goes low, arthritis goes up, inflammation goes up, hormones go all over the place, and our body can't utilize calcium and all the other minerals, which could be an issue of why you're having that ache and pain down there. And if it could be something as simple as a nutritional deficiency. So have the rheumatologist say, hey, man, would you mind, or if it's a gal, say, lady, would you mind running a test on my vitamin D? Get copies of your blood work. Even if you don't know what in the heck those numbers mean, get copies of them. Keep them in a folder. That way you have them. So if someone ever asks you or you're calling me on the show or you're asking another doctor maybe some questions about your health, you've got numbers and you can take them with you because those numbers are valuable to the people that you're asking questions to. And then you can learn some things along the way that can help you. But keep me posted.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the More Healthy Talk Radio. We're going to talk right now. We were going into break, and it was Sam. Sam's been dealing with a lot of fatigue, and, you know, it's one of those things. He drives a truck, and Sam, you're talking about, it's just one of those things where it's just been kind of a decline, and you really noticed a big difference in right. recent months, more than ever. And you just can't seem to put your finger on it. And we were talking about blood work and how important it is to go get that checked out, because it can be so many different things in the body, and that will kind of narrow things down. But I know you'll consider doing that, but let's talk a little bit about your daily routine right now. I know you drive a truck. Are you all day long in a truck, like 10 hours, or is it multiple days that you're gone, or are you kind of out and back on the same day?
Well, I'm generally out for, I'd say, probably a minimum of a month at a time. I drive over the road. I do, generally I work anywhere from 10 to 14 hours a day, and it's about 70 hours a week, you know, and, I mean, it's a regulated industry hourly-wise, and so, you know, if I'm working about 14 hours, I have to take a mandatory 10-hour break. And, generally, I'll just be so tired, I'll sleep. You know, I may go in and eat. And the problem is that, you know, the options for food are extremely limited, because at most truck stops, you know, all you have is, you know, all the fast food restaurants. Subway's probably the, you know, healthiest. But even that, you know, I mean, you're eating so many calories. And, it's hard. I have a cooler, and I try and stock up unhealthy food, but it's like I'm so tired to do preparation. It's a struggle. It's a constant struggle. It's like I'll eat healthy for maybe a few days, then kind of, you know, slip back into it. And I've been trying to eat less and less, you know, but it's hard, because I know I'm probably a nutrient deficient.
Yeah, so. I got it. Well, the reason I'm wondering is just, you know, just to kind of get a game plan of your diet. So you don't do a thing where you pack your meals and make them. You just have to make it happen as best you can on the road, right?
I do. I try to eat organic as much as possible. But, you know, again, that's hard to find. I mean, I try to eat, you know, a good amount of apples. I got a lot of citrus. And, you know, and I try to keep my diet, you know, somewhat fiber rich. That's aside from, like, you know, going into the restaurant. You know, I really like chicken soup, and I'll eat that a lot, you know, but, yeah.
Okay, no, I get it. Well, here's a couple of things. With fatigue, like I said, it could be several things. It could be your thyroid, it could be pituitary, it could be anemia, which is low oxygen in the body, which could be a result of B12 or of iron, either one. So there's several things that it could be. But at the end of the day, you've got to figure out exactly where the root cause is. I'm a big get to the root of the problem, not hang out in the branches and just look at the symptoms. So we've got to get to the root cause of what's going on. So your diet, you know, is you do as best you can eating organic. Exercise, I'm assuming, because you're in the truck all day, is pretty much non-existent. And let's get down to the fatigue for a second. Is it all-day fatigue, or do you wake up in the morning tired, or you get tired in the afternoon? Tell me the pattern of how you feel with the overall fatigue.
Well, generally, I'll feel okay in the morning. I'll wake up, you know. I'll wake up, maybe 6 or 7 in the morning. My sleep patterns at night are kind of different. I have frequent urination, but that's because, like, you know, I drink a lot of water during the day. And for some reason, you know, it's like I don't really have to go to the bathroom much during the day, but it's like a lot during the night. So, you know, that disturbs my sleep patterns. And, I'll wake up, I'll feel fine, I'll drive for maybe about 5 or 6 hours, and then, like, you know, and then the latter half of the day, I start getting tired, and I eat sunflower seeds to keep me awake. Like, you know, the chewing and the salt kind of, like, makes my body tense up, and that keeps me awake, you know, to a degree. But, then maybe I'll shower at the end of the day,
and, you know, and have a quick bite to eat and go to sleep. But, you know, I understand that also, you know, part of the problem is, like, you know, if I eat any significant meal during the day, that my stomach is working overtime to, you know, and that makes me tired, and that could be a problem.
It is, and it could be.
Yeah.
That's just kind of, I just wanted to kind of see, get a good gauge of where things are. Well, here's a couple of things that, if I know you're doing your best to eat organic. Do you have a copy of my book yet?
No, I don't. No,
It's called Empowering Your Health. You can get it at all the bookstores. You can order it at Barnes & Noble and all those places online. But I would encourage you to get a copy of it. And the reason I'm saying that is because With that, you can start on the anti-inflammatory diet. You can carry the book with you, so when you go to a truck stop or you're doing the best you can on the road, it'll show you all the food choices. So even though you can't go organic, you can at least make the better choices in a place like that. Now, exercise, let's talk about that, because that's important for levels of fatigue. Now, what I tell a lot of the guys that are truckers, that, because a lot of you call the show often, and I always tell people, regardless of your routine and your route and what you have going on, it's good to stop about every 3 or 4 hours and get out and walk, maybe pull off into a truck stop or whatever you have to do where you can walk for about 10 minutes, take the little workout bands or some dumbbells, put it in your truck, take it out with you and kind of do some different exercises. Maybe do that twice a day, not every 4 hours. If you accomplish that twice a day for about 10, 15 minutes, that'd be great. You'll increase your blood flow. You're going to decrease your chance of ever getting clots or anything like that while you're driving over long periods of time through the years, because that's always a danger, something to be looking out for. But it's going to increase your cardiovascular output, and it's going to help you maintain good body weight, increase your metabolism, which is going to increase your energy levels and cut down on fatigue. Get the blood work done, though, and have your doctor kind of assess everything. And if you want to give me a call back on the show, I think that'd be great. In the meantime, increasing your healthy fats, the omega-3, 6s, and 9s are really important, as well as vitamin B5 and vitamin C together in a combo can be really good for boosting up your energy levels and helping the adrenal glands. Great talking with you. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis. You're going through a tough time in a relationship. Whatever you want to talk about, this show is about you. So many health challenges that we face, but we don't have any answers. It's all about common sense. It's all about going from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Body changes, but the question is, are you willing to change? Let's kick this segment off and go with John. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, John.
Hello. Yes, thank you for taking my call, sir. I've got a question for you. Can you share with me?
Sure am.
Yeah. I've got some struggles in swallowing, okay? Just seems like stuff is lodged there. And I've had a esophagram done, and they didn't find any sort of blockage or anything. And I thought, well, I wonder if there's maybe some candida overgrowth going on up along into there. And I thought, what might be a good test for that? Any ideas?
Well, so you're having a hard time swallowing, and have you been to the doctors, and you're saying they don't really know what's going on, or you haven't gone that route completely yet?
Yeah, no, I've been to a doctor, and they've tested me, did all the stuff, checking out the throat, you know, checking the strep and all that stuff there. My doc seems to think maybe there's a lot of stress going on. But and this was probably about 2 months ago that I visited him, and it just doesn't, it's kind of off and on, but and I've gotten off all the wheats, I've gotten off the more gluten-free, I've gotten off the sugars and all that, and it just doesn't seem to get any better.
So it's not shaking it, as we say. It's still there.
It's still there, yeah. And I'll take my herb pills and it just seems like they're lodged there. In fact, I've gone to where I open them up and put them in a glass of water so I can swallow them down rather than find them just sitting there. And I tend to wake up in the morning with a lot of mucus.
I thought, what color is it?
What?
What color is the mucus?
It's just a clear color of mucus. It's not yellow, green, or anything like that.
Yeah, it could be, a yeast-related issue for sure. I mean, have you done any kind of cleanse at all? There's a super cleanse that I have in my book.
Okay. Right now I'm on a particular cleanse from a particular company, but what that's done is it's somewhat constipated me. It's just like I'm thinking this stuff should be flushing out, and instead I feel like I'm struggling getting some bowel movement.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, when you cut down, if you're doing some kind of shake that's like a cleanse of any kind, at times the liquid diets like that can tend to constipate you a little bit. But one of the big issues or things you ought to think about is if it is potentially dealing with yeast at all, if it is candida in any capacity, there's a couple of things naturally that you can look at. Wormwood's really good. Black walnut, phenomenal at this sort of thing that you can look into. That can be very helpful. And see if your body responds to it. You know, that's something you can go to the health food store and talk to the folks there, and they can be very helpful at looking at that. And then, at the same time, there's a cleanse you can do. It's a 3-day deal. And you got to be careful and make sure you have good blood sugar levels and all that. But I talk about it in my book, Empowering Your Health, and it's real simple. It's basically you get 2 tablespoons of maple syrup, organic maple syrup, of course, mixed with distilled water and a pinch of cayenne pepper. And you mix that up. That's for 12 ounces, so you average that out to about a gallon. And you drink about a gallon of that a day without food. And so you're sipping on that solution every 15, 20 minutes or so, and it's just phenomenal at what it can do. It just helps relieve the body of fungal-related issues and also with candida and just bacterial virus. I mean, it's really good at just clearing the gut out, really. A lot of people report, if you have fatigue, that begins to lift after the second or third day. So there's just a couple of things to think about on the natural side. Now, if the docs have already talked to you and said it's stress and you've eliminated so much in your diet, that's what's leading me to have you look into that. Take a look. It's in my book. You can look at some other versions of that probably online or go to your health food store, talk to some folks. I don't know if you have one in your area, but maybe a naturopathic physician or a chiropractic physician that is, kind of versed in these areas could be very helpful to you. Because a lot of times, again, when traditional medicine, we've looked at everything, some different routes may be the way to go. And, when you're looking at the natural side, that's important. So, and it can be stress-related, so not to knock what your doctor's saying. I think that could play a major role. It can cause the congestion and phlegm in the morning, though, that's clear or white. Either one of those is pretty indicative of something that can be, kind of related to yeast. So maybe something you want to look into. If you don't have probiotics in your diet, if that's not something that's normal right now, you might want to include that. All the foundational four, which is a good whole food multi, the fish oil, the probiotics, and digestive enzymes, all of those are fantastic. But I'll leave you with one little thing is that when the adrenal glands, which are the body's, stress glands, when those glands get worn out and they get tired, then it can cause some weird stress reactions in the body. And swallowing, throat issues, digestive issues, that can all play a role. So you might want to keep that in mind as you're going through this process. But, kudos to you for cutting out, wheat, gluten, a lot of the dairy products, and a lot of the foods that are really tough. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, make a big bowl of nuts that they can kind of take, put sea salt on them. Amazing. I mean, if you can get kids hooked on health foods, which really, as long as you make it taste good, they'll probably buy into it. And you get them on a regular basis, it's going to feed their brain. It's going to be good for all the different cells within the brain. It's going to increase their cognitive function, increase energy levels. It's just all the way around. It's phenomenal. So those are the kind of things rather than the sugary type foods. And it's okay to have a piece of fruit like they want apple or a pear or something like that. But, you know, if they eat fruit, don't let them eat by itself. Always have maybe a small handful of nuts that goes along with that. That can play a big, big role. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Don't forget, you can always go online, shoot me an email. I can make it part of the show, just like I did. Or if you want me to answer it in private, we'll be glad to do that. And we have our preferred wellness providers. These are physicians and healthcare specialists we have in different areas, wherever you're listening to the show, that believe the same way that I talk about here on the show. So nutrition, lifestyle-based care, and they can be there to help you. Just call the same number here for the show. We have different ones there at the website for during the day, but you just call the numbers. We'll get one of our team members to help you out any way that we can. Lines are open, though, 888-283-7272. We're going to Mike. Mike, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Doctor?
Well, what's up?
I had a question. I wanted to ask you if you could elaborate me a little on the acidic and alkali body and the survival of cancer or the suppression of cancer, you know, different cancers depending on the alkali and levels of the body.
Now, is this for somebody you know, or is this for you, or you just want to know the overall concept?
Yeah, my wife had some throat cancer and had her thyroid removed, she's doing all right right now, but you know, she had an ultrasound on her throat the other day, and we're kind of, you know, we have to talk to the doctor and see what she may, you know, want to tell her about it or something. We really don't have the results back yet, you know, and everything. We just haven't talked to him out of town working, but I just wonder about, you know, if there's a way to keep the body on more on the alkali side or something, if that helps. I've heard that it helps, you know, where cancer can't survive as well, and in the mainstream medical, they're not as, you know, talkative about that.
Right. Well, that is true. And in alkalinity and acidity within the body, there's a range. And, you know, it goes from 0 to 14 technically, but really from more about 5.0 to about 8.0 is the tighter range, because the body's got a pretty amazing what we call buffering system. So it's not going to get way out of range. It's always fighting to stay in balance. It always is searching for around that 7.0 mark. But now you can do a couple things. There's a way to check the pH of the body with urine. You use what's called the pH paper. It's like a litmus paper, turns colors. Or you can check it with the saliva. And anything above 7 technically is alkaline. Anything below 7 is acid or acidic. Now, most of our diet in America, especially the processed foods that we eat, are more on the acidic side. And then, of course, fruits and vegetables and more of the nutritious foods, you know, the whole foods based, tend to be on the alkaline side. But I mean, there's you know, just as much proteins that are very healthy, like red meat, and that's hormone free, grass fed, all of that can make you acidic. And then of course the green vegetables and whatnot can make you more alkaline. So there's a whole list of foods, and I talk a lot about that in my book, Empowering Your Health, and you can pick that up at empoweringyourhealth.com. But it, you know, at the end of the day, you want to make sure you have a good sound plan. So if she has the potential of cancer, and you know, I know they're waiting on getting all the tests back to really determine everything, you know, after she's gone through all of this, the big thing is coming up with a solid game plan day to day. So it's not just about getting her alkaline, although that is important and that should be a goal. But really, the goal should be to come up with a good foundational plan in dealing with cancer. Means the foods that she's eating every single day, supplementation, stress reduction, exercise, and all of that. So I tell you what, we're going into commercial break, and this is a real hot topic, kind of a game plan for when you've been diagnosed with cancer. What should you do? Which way should you go? And which way should you turn? We'll talk about the specifics of that when we come out of this commercial break. 888-283-7272 or Healthy Talk Radio.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Talking with Shirley going to the break, talking about fibromyalgia. And she's 74, been dealing with it for quite some time, and, you know, has some issues going on with her kids and her family. And Shirley, I was telling you that, you know, one of the biggest issues, or one of the biggest, I guess, steps that you can take when you're dealing with fibromyalgia is to get some counseling. And not that you need counseling, but it's somebody to kind of share this with. It's a third party that's different from your husband and different from your family. They can really get some separation and discuss it. It really does free your mind up. It really does free you up to be able to just let some things out, and it makes a difference. Okay? So I just want you to know that that is really important, and it's important for your health, believe it or not. It's not just about take this pill, take this supplement, eat this vegetable, and you're going to be fine. Because the reality is, if the stress levels are that high and they're dealing with your sons, that's a big deal. Okay? And it's not just going to go away by changing the way you eat. So the mind, or the body, is comprised of three main areas. And all three areas have to be addressed for you to really find optimal health and not be dealing with something like fibromyalgia. Number one, it's the mental side of health. That's your brain chemistry, your neurotransmitters, the way your brain functions, your subconscious mind. All of that plays a big role, all right? Then you got the structural side, and that is the bones, the muscles, and the nerves that are all intricately connected. It causes all the organ systems to work properly. So important. And then you've got the chemical side of health. That's kind of the nutritional side, the physiological side, how all the different organ systems, your heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, how everything works. And making sure that everything works together is what is going to help you have and achieve really the best area of health. And so it's not just one item in the body that's breaking down. There's probably a combination of that, especially with fibromyalgia. So, you know, just with that said, please have that checked out. I would look into the nervous system too, making sure that someone's evaluating that. Chiropractic physician, usually a great way to go. Osteopathic physicians can do great work too, but that's something to have looked at. And then from the chemical side, always important to have this evaluated. Here's why. In the chemical side of health, you've got all the nutritional deficiencies. Having some blood work done, extensive. I know you said you haven't been to your doctor in a long time, but extensive nutritional analysis, blood analysis on all the deficiencies in the body, brain chemistry, hormone systems, is important. You can get a lot of information and figure out exactly where you are at this point. So having someone evaluate that would be a great way to go. There's a great company, naturalcarenetwork.com. They do these sorts of things. So something to look into for sure if you're wanting to kind of come up with a solid game plan and kind of move forward with that. But I tell you, at the end of the day, changing your eating habits is going to be your foundation. I really say that for everything, and because it's true. And really, with fibromyalgia being an inflammatory condition, you've got to look at what you're putting inside your body every day. And you can make some simple changes that will be foods that lower inflammation in the body versus foods that increase inflammation. Like, for example, if you eat cereal every day and you eat pasta and you eat flour-based foods, you're increasing your inflammation in your body tremendously. But if you stay away from those foods and you increase fruits and vegetables and lean quality proteins and healthy fats, you're going to decrease the inflammatory response in the gut, which is going to decrease it throughout the body. So just by eating differently, you can make some radical changes. So my little statement always is, radical changes equal radical results. You can't do the same thing over and over again in life and expect different results. You have to change. You have to be radical. You have to shift. And so that's hopefully a tip that will help you. Now, supplement-wise, are there things that can help? Yeah, but you need to get some blood analysis done really to come down with the basics of what your body needs. So going to your doctor on a regular basis. With fibromyalgia, if they haven't told you this, you know, the one thing that's great about your doctor is they don't care when you come in. They just tell you what they think. And I'll tell you that with fibromyalgia, it's always good. Really, at any point you get a diagnosis of anything, it's good to get to be looked at by your head coach, as I like to say, about every 6 months minimum. And I even think even more than that, have someone in your life monthly. And from a physician standpoint, they can monitor you and stay on top of you so you don't, so things don't break down. You know, it's so easy. Every 90 to 120 days, our blood changes, cells change at a rapid pace. And we have to have someone that can be right there with us and hold us by the hand, take us by the hand as we go through this. And that's what's important. So a couple of things to think about. My book is called Empowering Your Health, and you can find them at empoweringyourhealth.com. But at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you have a game plan. You have something to follow, a system. And by doing that, I think you'll come out really on top and looking for, I guess, the victory that you're desiring. Okay, keep me posted on how that goes. And thanks for being a new listener to the show. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You want to give us a call? You can also shoot me an email at getwellradio.com. That's getwellradio.com. We'll be glad to take it as part of the show and add it to it for whatever it needs. Now, speaking of emails, Sydney in Detroit, Michigan said, my doctors told me that I need to lose 40 pounds, but I work the night shift, which means I sleep during the day, so I can't exercise or prepare meals like most people. How can I lose the weight? Well, what happens is, Sydney, you need to shift and make, obviously, your, when you eat breakfast, needs to be at nighttime, and you're in the afternoon. Your whole time needs to shift, but you need to think about it like a regular day. Exercise, probably first thing before you go into work. Don't try to do it when you get off work. And work with your body's circadian rhythm. It's going to change a little bit. That's going to be tough to fight, but you're going to be dealing with cortisol levels. Cortisol levels is really the key factor in keeping your body weight where it needs to be, losing that body weight, and increasing more lean muscle tissue so that you can function in your body, your overall composition, can be at a good level. Cortisol is what you're going to be dealing with, and that's going to be important with eating the right amount of meals, exercising, balancing cortisol, staying off the coffee. I've got a whole list of that within my book that can be very helpful for you. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we can help you get well, stay well, and live well.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a...
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.